The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk. WTBN, as I have the privilege of sitting in for Bill Bunkley today. And I have the privilege of welcoming my listeners in Ohio on Bob Burney Live on WRFD, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Through the magic of today's technology, we can link the two stations together and simulcast in Ohio and in Florida. It's a thing of beauty. And it is such a privilege for me to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, those of you in Florida, I know that's not the number that you are accustomed to calling, but it will work. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've been thinking about joining this this group, this support group. It's called Baptists for Sprinkling. Now, if you know anything about Baptists, you would know how ironic that is. Or I may join that wonderful organization's Vegetarians for Meat. Yeah. Or maybe Alcoholics Anonymous for Booze. You say, come on, Bob, quit being silly. Baptists are called Baptists because Baptists baptize and they immerse, and vegetarians don't eat meat, so there wouldn't be an organization called Vegetarians for Meat, and it would be ludicrous to have an organization, Alcoholics Anonymous for Booze. Well, those make about as much sense as this organization that I received a press release from today. It is Catholics for Choice. Abortion. Pro-abortion. Catholics for Choice. And by the way, all of you should realize when somebody will not use the real name for what you're talking about, they're trying to hide something. Do you ever hear anybody say, I am pro-abortion? No, never. It's always, I am pro-choice. Or, I believe in reproductive choice. Or a dozen other ways to say, I am for the killing of innocent unborn babies without saying, I am for the killing of innocent unborn babies. Have you noticed that? Pro-choice. It's never pro-abortion. Never, never, never. That should tell you something right there. But anyway, Catholics for Choice means Catholics for Abortion. No, wait a minute. A foundational doctrine of the Catholic Church is pro-life, anti-abortion. If you are a Catholic, you are supposed to believe the catechism. You are supposed to believe the doctrine of the Catholic Church. Otherwise, why are you a Catholic? If you don't believe what the Catholics teach, why are you a Catholic? That's why I said it'd be ludicrous. Baptist for sprinkling. Well, if you sprinkle and you don't immerse, you're not a Baptist, okay? If you are for abortion, why in the world are you claiming to be a Catholic? But this organization is growing. And here's the headline that I received today from the press release. Catholics for Choice denounces U.S. bishops' shameful disinformation on the Equal Right Amendment. Okay, number one, they are opposing their own doctrine of their own church, which is a little weird. And then with Catholics are a little different from Baptists and Methodists and Lutherans, okay? Baptists have pastors and deacons and sometimes trustees, and today some Baptist churches have elders. But, you know, and Lutherans have a pastor and elders, and Presbyterians have a pastor, and they have a session usually, or sometimes a synod. But none of those denominations give the authority and the prestige to their leadership that the Catholics do to the bishops and the cardinals. Are you with me? It ain't apples to apples. The bishops are the authority of the church with the cardinals and, of course, the Pope. So first, you have this group denying the doctrine of their own church and then rejecting their own leadership. So I come back to the point, then why are you a Catholic? And here's the article. Catholics for Choice, which uplifts and amplifies the voices of the majority of Catholics who believe in reproductive freedom, denounces the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops today for an outrageous and inflammatory letter they recently sent to Congress opposing the Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA. In the bishop's letter, they claim that the ERA, which seeks to guarantee equal rights for all citizens regardless of sex in the United States, could impact how Americans must treat and speak about gender, prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, and make it more difficult for faith-based organizations that receive government funds to deny medically necessary health care procedures like gender confirmation surgery and abortion. So not only do they oppose their church's doctrine on abortion, they oppose their church's doctrine on sexuality and gender. They oppose their church's doctrine on marriage and the family. Pardon me for being repetitious, but let me ask once again. Then why are you Catholic? If you don't believe anything your church teaches, then... Anyway, and here is how the news release ends. Last paragraph. Catholics for Choice shapes and advances sexual and reproductive ethics that are based on, you listening? That are based on justice, reflect a commitment to a person's well-being and respect, and affirm the capacity of all people to make moral decisions about their lives. Did you notice? They are absolutely clear. We don't care anything about the Bible. We don't pay any attention to the Bible. We don't obey the Bible. We make our decisions based on, and I quote, justice, reflect a commitment to a person's well-being and respect. So we base all of our decisions on how we feel, what we want, what we desire, and what we think is right. Reminds me of the Old Testament. There was no king in Israel, and everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. You remember how that worked out? Yeah, if you don't remember, go back and read the book of Judges. There was no king in Israel, and everybody did that which was right in their own eyes. It did not end well. Neither will this.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. I gave you a little bit of good, positive news earlier in the program. I found great encouragement in this article. This is from the Baptist Press, which is an official publication of the Southern Baptist Convention. That doesn't make it right or wrong. I just wanted you to know what the source was. It's based on Lifeway research. And Lifeway, again, and the interest of full disclosure, is a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. But they do a lot of good work, a lot of good research. They just released a new study on the attitude of Protestant pastors in America. Now, when we're talking Protestant pastors, we're talking conservatives, liberals, evangelicals. It's the whole ball of wax. Protestant pastors, that means just about anybody who is not Catholic but considers themselves to be Christians. All right. It's a very, very broad category. And again, I think it's important to understand that this would include uber leftist mainline Protestant pastors. Now, with that in mind, listen to this. And let me read just a little bit for you. Among U.S. Protestant pastors, Lifeway Research found 72% say it is morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different from the biological sex they were born. I was shocked by that because it includes liberal pastors as well. 72% of U.S. Protestant pastors say it is morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different from the biological sex they were born. Number one, almost no one is talking about morality today. Is that moral or immoral? And here's the reason why. There was no king in Israel, and everybody did that which was right in their own eyes. We have been told now for many years by our culture, our society, and now even our government, right and wrong for someone else is none of your business. You determine what is right, and I will determine what is right. You determine what is wrong for you, and I will determine what is wrong for me. So it's completely ambiguous and with no absolute authority or absolute truth at all. Completely subjective. What's right for you may not be right for me. What's wrong for me may not be right, but wrong for you. And this is so prevalent among the liberals, even in the mainline Protestant denominational churches. Who am I to tell you it's immoral? And of course, we would never, ever, ever use that S word, sin. So I was pleasantly surprised. 72% of U.S. Protestant pastors say it is, again, I'm quoting, morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different from the biological sex they were born. 62% of those strongly agreed, Only 14% disagree. And another 10% say, that's not even a moral issue. In an earlier study, Lifeway Research asked the same question of Americans in general, just general population. 44% of Protestant Americans and 35% of all Americans agreed it is morally wrong for someone to identify with a gender different from the sex they were born. Only 44% of people in the pew, 72% of those in the pulpit said it's wrong, but only 44% of the people in the pew. Now, that's disturbing because it indicates a real disconnect between the pulpit and the pew, which we probably all knew that. In a 2020, now here's something very significant. In the 2020 State of Theology study from Lifeway Research, this just last year, 79% of American adults agree God created male and female. Now, what does that tell us? 42%, only 42%, say it is morally wrong to identify with a gender other than what you're born with. But 79% said, wait a minute, God made us male and female. It's confusion. People are not really sure what they believe because they haven't been taught. Many churches will not touch this issue. So you have a lot of Protestant pastors who believe it's immoral to identify with a gender other than what you were born with, but they're afraid to talk about it in the pulpit. They don't want to offend. They don't want to tick somebody off. And then the survey gets a little more specific. Evangelical pastors are more than twice as likely as mainline Protestant pastors to agree that identifying with a different gender is immoral. Evangelical pastors, 84%. Mainline Protestant pastors, only 32. Yeah. Denominationally, Pentecostals, 90% say it's immoral. Baptists, 89%. Lutherans, 60%. Presbyterian, 45%. And Methodists, 43%. So, as bad as the evangelical movement is in America, at least they are closer theologically to biblical truth than mainline Protestants. Folks, these are some of the issues that our churches cannot ignore. Gender, sexuality, marriage, the family. These are non-negotiables in Scripture. These are things we must have a biblical, theological standard for. We need to find out what God said, and that's unambiguous. What God has said about gender, sexuality, marriage, family, God is not ambiguous in that. We need to find out what God says and proclaim it with compassion, but without apology.